How we long that you may be encouraged and find out more and more how strong are the bonds of Christian love. How we long for you to grow more certain in your knowledge and more sure in your grasp of God Himself. May your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ Himself. For it is in Him and in Him alone that men find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here now is David Johnston, teaching on your selected topic to help you in your walk with Christ.
And we're going to talk tonight about the acceptable year of the Lord. This should have been taught probably, if it had been in sequence, it would have been last Sunday morning, but really felt last Sunday morning that we needed to teach on how to stop hating. And this is the sixth in the series and the final one on the anointing. You remember that we have anointing from the Holy One, from Jesus, and this is His anointing. This is a scripture, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then he enunciates the six purposes of the anointing. Number one was to preach the gospel to the poor. We spent a whole Sunday on that. And then to heal the brokenhearted. And then thirdly, to preach deliverance to the captives. And to preach recovering of sight to the blind. We dealt with many different kinds of blindness in Scripture. And then to set at liberty them that are bruised. And we talked about how to heal the bruised, and there are a lot of bruised people these days. Now, lastly, the last one is that we are to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So, not a lot of commentary written on that, so let's get started. We're on page 2 already in your notes. Are we ever making good time tonight, aren't we? All right. Before we go into this thing, well, let's talk about the value and the importance of acceptability and learn a couple of things. Number one, not everything is acceptable. Not everything is acceptable with God. And so, for example, in the book of Ecclesiastes, a preacher sought out to find acceptable words. There are some words that are not acceptable with God. Acceptability is important when it comes to words. In fact, I would not miss this Sunday if I were you, because our subject, I'm going to call it talking points, which is the subject is really biblical points about talking. The Bible has a lot to say about talking, and we're going to start learning them this Sunday morning. But not everything is acceptable, and certainly we need to make sure that our words are acceptable. And then this is an interesting scripture about acceptable words. The lips of the righteous. It is the righteous who know what is acceptable. Unrighteous people do not know what is acceptable. But the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable to God, because something has already occurred that enables them to differentiate between what's acceptable to God and what's not acceptable to God. They have discretion. And however, the mouth of the wicked speaks evil right out without hesitation. Here's another point about acceptability. Not everything is acceptable. Now look at this. It's interesting, because our bodies are to be acceptable. Look at here. Acceptable unto God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And so this presentation of your body has to be holy. Now watch this. And it has to be acceptable unto God. So how we handle our bodies requires acceptability with God. I'm just going to turn off this little program here. Sorry about that. And so it has to do with acceptability with God. The program didn't turn off, as you can tell. But look at the next verse. Be not conformed to the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good. Look at this. Prove what is acceptable and the perfect will of God. Boy, So acceptability is critically important. Not everything is acceptable. In these verses, we learn that our bodies need to be acceptable to God. How we treat our bodies needs to be acceptable to God. And we have to prove that acceptability by renewing our mind. And here is another interesting verse. We used to be in darkness, but now we're the light of the Lord. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And look at this. The purpose of it is to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is necessary to prove what is acceptable to the Lord. It's the evidence of what is acceptable to the Lord. And of course, when it's acceptable to the Lord, then we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we rather reprove them. Now, there's another issue that requires acceptability with the Lord, and it has to do with praying. Look at this. I exhort you that, first of all, that supplication, prayers, intercession, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in goodness, godliness, and honesty. This is acceptable in the sight of God. So our prayers on the subject of leaders, political leaders, etc., are to be acceptable in the sight of God. Not everything is acceptable. We need to make sure that things are. Here, watch this now. This has to do with our service. We receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace. Look at this. Let us have grace so that we can serve God acceptably. And how is that acceptably? It is with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. So we're to have grace so that our service is acceptable with reverence and godly fear. And then our worship needs to be acceptable. Not all worship is acceptable. In fact, we're to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God by Christ Jesus. What glory is it if you are buffeted for your faults, you do it patiently. But if when you do well and suffer for it, and you take it patiently, this kind of suffering is acceptable with God. So if I'm going to be acceptable to God in this suffering situation I got in front of me and in front of you tonight, and if you're going to suffer properly with me, and it's to be acceptable with God, we're going to have to do the next few moments patiently, and we're going to work on that. Not only everything is not acceptable, but not everyone is acceptable with God. Not every person is acceptable with God. In fact, look at what the Scripture says. In every nation, here it is, he that fears God and works righteousness is accepted with him. Those who fear God. My goodness, now we're switching colors. Is accepted with him. So the fear of the Lord and those who do righteousness, that is what is acceptable with God. Not everyone is acceptable. Now, look at this portion. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is three things: righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, watch this. He that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God. Peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Ghost are necessary to be acceptable in our service with God. That is to say, God is not looking for sad Christians. He's not looking for depressed Christians, discouraged Christians. He's looking for those who have peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And that, look at this now, that in these three things serves Christ. This is what is acceptable to God. And of course, it's approved to men. So let us follow after the things which make for peace, and things whereby we may build up one another, because this has to do with being acceptable. Now, look at this. One of the wonderful things, that the Lord hath made us accepted in the Beloved. And critical thing. But not everyone is accepted. And then not every time is acceptable. Not only is not everything acceptable, not everyone is acceptable, but not every time is acceptable. So let's look at a couple of scriptures. This is a core scripture. This is a landmark text. In the day of salvation have I sought thee. Watch this. Behold, now is the accepted time, and behold, now is the day of salvation. I have no idea where these colors are coming from, but now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. Not every time is acceptable. And that's really our subject that we're going to get to in just a moment. Now, another thing that has to have right timing is our prayers. But as for me, my prayer is unto these in an acceptable time. Praying God during an acceptable time is critical. And so God will promise to hear us in His mercy, and if we pray in an acceptable time. Now, here's another important instruction about acceptable time. This is a faithful saying, and it's worthy of being accepted by everybody, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and Paul said, of whom I am chief. So there's an acceptable time. And this is what relates to our text tonight about preaching the acceptable year of the Lord. What does it mean? What is the acceptable year of the Lord? That is what we want to understand. So let's look at it. Watch the text again. This is the sixth item. We're to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And after Jesus said this, he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. So, interesting thing. He said it's being fulfilled right now. How do we then understand what is the acceptable year of the Lord? And here it is. This is the year, Jesus was saying, when a new acceptability by my Father begins. This is what he is saying. This was the anointing to let everybody know that a new era has begun, a new day has begun, a new period of time beginning with this present year. That's what Jesus is saying. This is the year when there is a new acceptability by the Father, and it's starting right now. And after quoting this scripture about preaching the acceptable day of the year, it says, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This is the year that begins a new acceptability with God the Father. Now, well, what does that new acceptability mean? And here are the terms of the new acceptability with God. Here's what Jesus said. And by the way, this verse appears about 11 times. He that receives me receives him that sent me. Jesus said, if you receive me, then you're receiving the Father. And in fact, this phrase and similar phrases occur over and over again, indicating that to be accepted with the Father, you now have to accept me. That was the plain statement of Jesus. Now, the Old Testament has come to a conclusion. A new covenant is beginning. A new era is started. And it is a new acceptability with God, that before Jesus started this new year, this year when the acceptability begins, it wasn't very easily to be accepted before that. Now, your acceptability with God depends and hinges on receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the scripture. As many as receive Him, Jesus, He gives the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, to become the sons of God. It's those who receive Him. So this new acceptability that needs to be proclaimed is that there are new terms of engagement. There's a new term of endearment, that there are new day has begun when your acceptability with God has new terms, and it is easier and it is better, and everybody needs to know about this new day. And so, look at this. Jesus is tying this to him all the time, that if you love me, look at that, if you love me, you will be loved of my Father. You'll be accepted by my Father if you accept me. You'll be loved by my Father if you are loved by me. So this is the clear declaration of what it means to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is a year of new acceptability, and here are the terms. If you love me, you will be loved by my Father. If you receive me, you will be received by my Father, and we will manifest ourselves to you. Well, how did Jesus evidence this acceptable year of the Lord? And so let me point out how he accomplished this introduction about the acceptable year of the Lord. Number one, by his personal presence. Jesus showed up on the planet. He was incarnated. Remember how John put it? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. But now John says, and now we behold him. He's here. That's how Jesus, one of the ways that he proved this new acceptability with the Lord was because he was the basis of acceptance, and he was here now. Look at the scripture. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman and made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive this adoption, this new acceptability with God, be adopted into the kingdom, be received, be accepted into the kingdom. But look at this. When the fullness of time was come, he came at the precise moment in human history when it was predicted that he would show up. And in this fulfillment, and by his appearance here, he verified this is when the acceptable year of the Lord begins, or this acceptable year, this new basis of acceptance, because of his personal presence. And then he gave evidence of this acceptable year of the Lord, this first year of new acceptability, not only by being here, but by what he did. And what did he do? He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So his actions proved that he was indeed a new era. A new, you could get healed now where you couldn't before. You could get saved now where you couldn't get saved before. You could have oppression and the devils and the demons exercise. You could have a new liberty, a new level of release, a new rebirth experience, a regeneration. A whole new day has become. And he proved this was a new era, a new time of acceptability, because he went about demonstrating it by the miracles which he did, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And then notice this prophecy in Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, look at this now, in an acceptable time have I heard thee. In an acceptable time have I heard thee. And in the day of salvation have I helped thee. And here we have an Old Testament passage looking forward. And look at this new covenant. I will preserve thee. This is a new deal. This is a new time of acceptability, which has preservation built into it. And it has a new covenant built into it. And it's going to be established on the earth. And it's going to cause people to inherit heritages that they otherwise wouldn't receive. And in this new acceptable day, you will be able to say to the prisoners, go forth, and they will be delivered. You will be able to say to the prisoners and or them that are in darkness, that are blind, show yourself, you will be healed. And you will be fed in the ways, and pastures shall be in all the high places for you. You will not be starving and hungry anymore. They shall not hunger nor thirst. The sun won't smite them anymore. He will have mercy on them. He will lead them. There was never the in this new acceptability with God, there was never the kind of leadership by God in history or in the Old Testament before like we got once Jesus got here, when the Holy Spirit would be given to absolutely everyone. And as many as are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God, and you don't need anybody else to teach you anymore, because this is a new day. This is the acceptable. This is the year when a new acceptability begins. And the characteristic of this new era of acceptability is grace, out of the free giving grace of God. And you will be led by the springs of water, and you will have guidance. And of course, not like you never had it in the Old Testament. And then we know that Jesus evidenced the acceptable year of the Lord, not only by his personal presence and not only by what he did, but by what he did not do. He marked an era of acceptability with God that had elements removed from it, because with those elements there would not be acceptability with God. For example, he did no evil. Let me put this up. No deeds of terror. No wrath. No vengeance. No pointed finger. No condemnation. No calling fire down from heaven, as we'll see in a moment. That era was an Elijah era. That was an Old Testament era. And Jesus came to announce that the year was the beginning of a new acceptability with God. And because of what Jesus did, all of the terror acts and the judgment and the punishments are pushed off till after the acceptable years of the Lord. You follow that? They don't exist. There's going to be a payday someday, but it is now. So we know that it was a new year of acceptability by what he did not do. And then we know it was a new era. A new time of acceptability began that year because of what Jesus said. From that time, this had never been said before, Jesus began to preach and to say, watch this now, repent. Look at the message. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the message. This is a new message. This is a new era. This, the kingdom of heaven is right here. You can touch it, handle it, have it, enter into it. It can be yours. It's a new year of acceptability, a new era of acceptability with God, and it begins, as it's called, the acceptable year of the Lord. He began it. And then how he said things also marked the new acceptability era. Not only the fact that he's here started a new era, not only what he did and what he did not do and what he said, but how he said things was distinctly different from how God had ever communicated in the Old Testament to mankind. Watch this now. Because when they heard, they wondered, they said, I thought this was Joseph's son. He doesn't talk like Joseph's son. Watch this now. They wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. The new era of acceptability is demonstrated by the softness of his message, the compassion of his message, the sensitivity to the hearers, the new offers, everything. This was a new era that was begun. Jesus said, I need to proclaim, this is the beginning, this year. This is the acceptable year of the Lord, a new era of acceptability. And he demonstrated by how he said things. And the only persons that he spoke in what would be severe terms to were those who were hypocrites. But he never, in fact, how we see people is rather important. You remember Jesus went up into the mountain, overlooked Jerusalem, and he wept. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered thee under my arms like a hen that gathered chicks. But you would not, aching with disappointment. One time he was looking at the crowd and he watched the multitudes, and this is what it says. He was moved with compassion. You know how he described them? He described them as sheep without a shepherd. Here was Jesus bringing in a new era of acceptability to the Father that came by accepting him. And he demonstrated this new acceptability by his presence, by what he did, healing everybody, by what he didn't do, no terror acts, by what he said, the kingdom is at hand, it's here right now, and how he said it with gracious and compassionate terms. Now, the question comes of how then are we to participate in this anointing? For we have this anointing, that was his anointing, has been passed on to us. And so that becomes the question. How do we preach the acceptable year of the Lord? And the answers are rather simple. Number one, because he's not here now, but we represent him. Look at this text. As he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in the world. We are his chosen, fixed representatives. So we are going to carry, as you're going to see in a moment, the same message and do everything the same way with him to verify that these are acceptable days with the Lord, different than other times. In fact, he said, you will be witnesses unto me everywhere. And so we are personally representing him. We are representing him. And our reflection of him must be accurate. We don't get to say what he didn't say. We don't get to do what he didn't do. We don't get an option on how to treat people. We have to do it the way Jesus did it, because we are to continue on so people know that this era that Jesus began of acceptability is still open. So secondly then, we must do exactly what he did. In fact, Jesus put it this way, he that believes on me, look at this, the works that I do shall you do also. Everything I've done, you're going to be able to do. And so how I treat people is how you treat people. We do the same works, demonstrating the acceptable year of the Lord. Now watch this third one, because it's important that we do not do what he did not do. Now, the disciples got this mixed up. They got angry at the people's lack of response. And look at what they said. And they said, Lord, look at them. How about we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just like Elijah did? They wanted to bring into this new era of acceptability behaviors, ministerial conduct, strategies that were Old Testament. So when the people weren't receptive, they said, hey, just tell us. We'll do the Elijah thing. We will call fire down from heaven and consume them. We'll burn them. Now watch what Jesus says. He turned and he rebuked them. And he said, you know not what manner of spirit you're of. Now watch this. There is evidence right here of this new acceptability with God era. The Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. This is a new era. God is interested in salvaging as many as possible, all the time, every time, without destruction. The destruction, and it's going to come someday, but it is not during this acceptable era, this era of acceptability. And so he told the disciples who wanted to bring fire down, you don't know what manner of spirit you are. You have not got the spirit of the new era. You are not understanding that today people can be accepted with God and there's not going to be a damnation or an immediate judgment on them, a fire from heaven. There's not going to be another flood. There's not going to be destruction. We don't do that stuff during this era. It's a new day. And so we must be very careful that we do not do what he did not do. This is not easy, because you may know some people that are doing stuff that you'd like to see fire come down and get them. You would like to see God intervene, and you think they are so bad they deserve to be damned right now. And if we had our way, we might do what the disciples wanted to do, call fire down from heaven. It didn't happen, because this is a year when Jesus said this new acceptability with God begins. And it's out of grace. And so he spoke graciously, and he wants us to represent him. So we cannot do what he didn't do. And then we must say the same message that he said. And here it is. He was saying, it's the arms of the Lord are open wide. If you receive me, the Father will receive you. If you want in, him that cometh to me, we will in no wise cast out. You want to draw close, we will draw close to you. This is a new era. This is a new open door. This is a new option. It's an easy option. You don't need to go the wrong way any longer. You can be accepted in the Beloved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You receive me, you are received of my Father, and we will manifest ourselves unto you. And so what we must do in preaching the acceptable year of the Lord is let people know that this acceptability right now is still open to them. These options are still on the table, Beloved. And now is the accepted time. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And we must tell them this day won't be here forever, but it's here right now, and you can be received by him. And then we must say the message the way he said it. And in doing this, we demonstrate this era of how God is now able, through what Jesus did on the cross, to accept. And so we must be careful that our mannerisms in which we teach and instruct is that, number one, we must not strive. Must not strive. Look at this. But be gentle. I don't have an option. We don't have an option. But be gentle. Who do we be gentle to? Look at this. Unto everybody. Be gentle unto everybody. Slow down. Talk like he talked. Tell them about the acceptable year of the Lord. If they don't understand it, you need to be able to teach them. And you need to be patient with them. Be patient. And you need to have meekness towards them. And this is the manner of this new era. That's why this is called the church age. It's why the theologians call this the age of grace. Why? Because there came an end to the Old Testament, to the old way of dealing with men, And Jesus, by his presence, by his actions, by what he did not do, by what he said, and the manners in which he spoke, brought in this new time of refreshing. This new time when, if you're a captive, you could be set free. If you were blind, your eyes could be opened. If you were crippled, you could walk. If you were a debtor, your debts could be canceled. If whatever it is you need, there's a new time, and all the terms are simply this: he that receiveth me receives him that sent me, and will be received of my Father. If you love me, my Father will love you, and we will manifest ourselves unto you, and this day of grace is still here. And it is a dangerous thing for ministers, myself included, or any of us, any of you who are working with people and leading people. It is a dangerous thing for us to represent the Lord in any other manner in which what he calls and requires as acceptable. We are no longer living in an Old Testament prophet manner. We are to speak and represent the Lord and his beginning of this new way. So you see, this ties in with this anointing to preach the gospel to the poor. That wasn't an old message. That's a new message. To bring deliverance to the captives, to the opening of the eyes of them that are blind, to bind up the brokenhearted, to know how to deal with the bruised, and to make sure that people know that it's all through what Jesus did for them that they have access now, and now is the day of salvation. This is when it's never going to be easier to get to heaven than it is right now. So we must ask people the question, why to go to hell when it's so easy to go to heaven? And let them know that the arms of God are now outstretched like this. This is an acceptable time. He's waiting with open arms. He hasn't written anybody off. This is an acceptable time. Now is the day. So, our role and this anointing is to do these six things and make sure that people know that this is an acceptable time for them to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and that with him, all these things can happen. Not just the gospel of the poor, but their broken heart can be bound up. The bruises can be healed. If they're in captivity, they can be set free. It all hinges on this one truth that Jesus came to fulfill. A new era. A new way to God. New promises. New covenant. The only way. No one comes unto the Father but by me. So our job is to let them know that the acceptability is still available. Come to Jesus. Come on. Come on to Jesus. Tell people. Come on to Jesus. Come now. Because it's the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. It's right now. Amen.
We trust this teaching has been a blessing to you. For further information on other teaching and series topics, please visit our website at nothingbutthetruth.us or call us toll-free at 1-888-THE-TRUTH. That's 1-888-438-7884.